This is Business Beat. Welcome. Here each week, KBIA takes a look at the business and economic issues facing Mid-Missouri. I'm Christopher Husted. Flip on the TV, boot up the computer, or switch on the radio, and you're destined to hear about a recall of tainted food. That quick detection is thanks in large part to the constantly improving technology in the food industry. But quickly finding the source and final destination of unsafe food is a bit more complicated. A recently enacted law requires the produce industry to come up with a system for tracking fruits and veggies from field to fork. But as Harvest Public Media's Abby Fentress-Swanson reports, there's a big holdup.
Dell Smith turns on the engine to his blue 18-wheeler and lets it idle for a moment in a Walmart parking lot in Mexico, Missouri. The slight mustachioed 62-year-old trucker has survived rodeos, Vietnam, and an industrial accident in Texas. But he never expected to die in this very truck from a cantaloupe he bought in July at an Illinois farm stand.
I bought a muskmelon, two watermelons, and I ate most of the muskmelon myself Saturday and Sunday before I left.
3 days later, he began to feel violently ill.
11 o'clock, I woke up thinking I was going to die. I've never been so sick.
Smith spent 2 days on the bunk inside the cab of his truck, dry heaving and running to the bathroom with diarrhea. When he felt himself getting weaker, he managed to get himself to the nearest hospital. The nurse told him he had salmonella and that he was lucky to be alive.
They said if I'd have stayed in the truck another day or two, I'd have never made it out. I don't want it again.
By the time Smith got back to work in August, salmonella had sickened nearly 200 people. Two people had even died. The Food and Drug Administration, working with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, eventually linked the outbreak to cantaloupes on an Indiana farm. The melons were recalled, but the outbreak didn't end until October. And it's not like this was an isolated incident. Each year, 1 in 6 Americans get sick from a foodborne illness, and 3,000 die, according to the CDC. Although contaminated produce is not always responsible, meat, seafood, peanuts, and dairy are also big culprits. A listeria outbreak last year that also involved cantaloupe was the deadliest foodborne disease outbreak in the U.S. in 90 years. Although the FDA and CDC were quick to investigate, experts say detecting the sources of outbreaks like these could be faster.
We need whole chain traceability. We're all speaking the same language. So when there is a problem, the FDA can quickly trace that back and know where the product came from, and even more important, where did it go?
That's Dan Vache. He's vice president of supply chain management for United Fresh Produce Association, which is one of three trade groups that formed the Produce Traceability Initiative 4 years ago. The initiative now has 34 members on its leadership council who are calling for a common barcode to be on every product. They're also in favor of shared software that would allow a company to trace back any given fruit or vegetable to its source and share the records with the FDA within 48 hours. Right now, that process can take weeks.
With the cantaloupe last year, the company went out of business. I mean, they didn't do a very good job. They didn't have good traceability. And they didn't have, quite honestly, they didn't have good agricultural practices within their facility for food safety. So if you're not going to get serious about traceability and food safety, then, you know, you have to consider, are you in the right business?
There's actually a new law that could force the produce industry from top to bottom to get serious about traceability. President Obama signed the FDA Food Safety Modernization Act last year. Among other things, it requires the industry to adopt new traceability measures that could include the universal barcode system. But more than 6 months ago, the act was sent to the Federal Office of Management and Budget for a cost-benefit analysis. And there it remains. There's speculation that the FDA may have trouble enforcing the law with a shrinking budget, and that small businesses are pushing back. But it may be that it's just a complex problem. Liberty Fruit Company in Kansas City, Kansas, understands the challenge. Liberty gets 26 million pounds of fruit and vegetables a week from suppliers all over the country. It then repacks and delivers the food to grocery stores, restaurants, and other customers in 9 states, from Iowa to Texas. Like all food handlers and growers, Liberty is required by the Bioterrorism Act of 2002 to keep records of who it buys products from and who it sells products to. The company sees as many as 8 recalls a week sometimes.
So this would be our citrus, soft veg, 45-degree cooler.
As we walk through the company coolers, Liberty Chief Operating Officer Scott Danner explains that the company can alert all of its buyers to a recalled product within 24 hours. That's thanks to the company's own system of computerized codes it puts on each box of produce.
How would you know where one of these boxes came from? Is it on the box? Is it something
on the lot? There's a lot sticker.
Oh, yep. The lot sticker.
The lot sticker that tells us, here's the lot, our code, whose tomatoes, these are Wendy's tomatoes, and when it came in. Okay. And it goes in the cooler end.
Back in his office, Danner says Liberty would be game for switching over to a universal barcode system, but it's not going to be cheap.
Is it
going to
happen? I don't know. It's mainly the cost of implementing that throughout the whole spectrum of our industry. And, you know, you're talking grower level, the importer level, the distributor level, retailer, food service, hotels, casinos. I mean, I've heard numbers in the billions.
While lawmakers decide how to move forward on the Food Safety Modernization Act, the produce industry is making the point that it's not shying away from food safety concerns. And with better technology on the market that's able to quickly detect pathogens in everything from peanuts to beef, every second counts. Abby Fentress-Swanson, Harvest Public Media.
So, say you bought some contaminated cantaloupe and wanted to throw it away. Would you rather put it in a bin and roll it to the curb, or leave it in a bag of trash on the street for pickup? A new roll cart trash collection program would run Columbia nearly $6 million to implement the system citywide. Leaders tout the program as an efficient cost cutter in the long run. But KBIA's Ben Mankin says not everyone agrees.
Columbia's pending move to a roll cart trash collection program is moving forward with a few changes to the original plan. Currently, the city is identifying ideal neighborhoods in which to test the roll cart program. Public Works Solid Waste Utility Manager Richard Wieman says the new system will be cheaper and pick up more trash on a daily basis.
The industry is just moving away from manual collection due to, the safety issues I mentioned, the cost issue, and we're taking a look at that program and see if it'll fit for Columbia.
But the group Citizens Opposed to Roll Carts has been vocal with its arguments against the roll cart program. Member Richard Shanker says the program's projected savings are actually not substantial enough to merit the roll carts.
Projected savings are 88 cents per or $2 per family, and that's their savings. And for that amount of savings, the vast majority of the vocal citizens have said we don't care to have this.
A single roll cart collection vehicle will be rented for the program at nearly $8,000 per month. Wieman says the city is looking at using whole neighborhoods for the pilot program, which has an estimated launch date sometime after January 1st. The program will run for 3 months, after which the council will decide either to greenlight the roll cart system or head back to the drawing board. Ben Mankin, KBI News.
That's it for Business Beat this week. You can check out these stories and more at kbia.org. I'm Christopher Husted. Thanks for listening.